In today's specialty crop news, researchers found a problem with the biological control of the Asian citrus psyllid, and it's an insect that every grower has in their groves. Cooperative Extension Specialist Mark Hoddle says during an extended project looking at tamarixia control on ACP, they saw an interesting trend with a common orchard floor pest.
So ants are particularly disruptive, and in Southern California we have an Argentine ant, which is a really big problem. And the reason it's a problem is that they like to climb up into citrus trees, and you've probably seen these black trails of ants going up and down the tree trunks. Well, once they're in the trees, they're looking for insects that produce a sugary waste product called honeydew, and they harvest that and take it back to the nest. ACP produces this honeydew, and in return for getting honeydew from the ACP, the ants then protect them from their natural enemies. And we've demonstrated that if you have ants in your trees, especially if you have more than 10 ants going up and down the trunk in a 2-minute period, those ant densities will disrupt biocontrol. And we're interested now in developing technologies to reduce ant numbers below 10 per 2-minute interval running up and down a tree trunk. And if you can do that, biocontrol does much better because there are fewer ants attacking the natural enemies.
Hoddle says ant baits and traps are laborious and difficult to work with, but they're trying to develop a better product.
So we're looking at new ways of controlling these ants, and we're developing a technology which is referred to as a hydrogel. And these hydrogels can be made out of algae or crab's shells, and basically they're biodegradable. And the way the hydrogel works is about the size of a jelly bean, and we can fill the cavity with sugar water that has very low concentrations of pesticide, and then we just sprinkle those jelly beans underneath the trees, and the ants will come to them, drink the poison, and take it back to the nest. Then after a few weeks or a couple of months, the baits will be engineered in such a way that they just dissolve and melt into the ground, so you don't have to go out and collect them and then recharge them. They'll just disappear. Yeah, so the idea is that basically you'd sprinkle these under your trees, maybe using some sort of, like, you know, a little machine that you use for spreading fertilizer pellets or grass seed, that type of thing. And then maybe every 3 months or something, or you cross an economic threshold and you need ant control, you go out and sprinkle pellets underneath the trees, similar to broadcasting slug and snail pellets. That's the type of idea we're shooting for.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.